Today's daf is Brachos Daf Vav. We are holding on Daf Vav Amud Aleph at the top of the page. We are four lines from the top of the page. Says Gemara Tanya, Abba Ben Yamin, Omer El Mali, Nitin Rishos Tha'ayin Liros, Ein Kol Briya Yichol Lamed Mnei Mazikin. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would allow the eyes to see, if we were able to see all of the demons, the Mazikin, the spiritual forces that are around us, we would never be any Briya, not just human beings. All of creation would be terrified, and we wouldn't be able to even stand up because of the terrible fear that we would have of all these Mazikin. Amr Abaye, Abaye says, let me explain exactly how bad this is, how many of them there are. Inhu nefishe minan, there are more of them than there are of us. V'kaimialan ki chislo l'ugya, and they are to us like a chislo is to an ugya. Rashi has two deos, what a chislo and an ugya are. They definitely relate to something lower and a mound around it. The question is, are we talking about which is which? Is the chisla the lower area and the ugya the larger area, or is it the higher area, or the opposite? But either way, let's say, for instance, Rashi says when you would dig by gefanim, you would plant the gefanim, the vines, on the top of a mound, and then you'd have an irrigation canal around the mound where the gefanim are planted. So bottom line is that they're very close to each other. So these demons surround us like that irrigation canal would surround a mound upon which a vine is planted. Each and every one of us have 1,000 of them on our left side and 10,000 of them on our right side. Why do we pick those numbers, 1,000 and 10,000? So it's important to realize that in certain versions of the Gemara, it quotes a pasuk, Yipol mitzidcha elef uruvava miminecha. It's just working off of the pasuk, that mitzidcha elef, on one side you have 1,000, uruvava miminecha, and 10,000 on the other side, on your right side. So that's what the Gemara, that's probably where the Gemara got these numbers from, based on that pasuk. Amar Rava, Hayduch Kadahavi Bekala. Rava says when you feel that you're cramped, that it's crowded, when you attend a shir, even though if you look around the room, as Rashi says, Pam Shabin Adam Yoshim Ravachim, Biyama Shabbos Shabbat Lishma Adrasha, Vidomalahem Kiyoshim Duchukim. You look around, it seems that there's plenty of room, that you're sitting in an area that should feel very comfortable, and yet it feels like it's very crowded, it feels like there are a lot of people there. Minayu Havi, that's because there are a lot of mazikim there, so they're taking up that extra space, that's why it feels crowded. Furthermore, Hani Birki Deshali, when your knees become tired, Minayu, that's also because of them, when your knees become tired. Not only that, Hani Mani Drabanan Debalu, when the clothing of Rabbanan gets worn out quicker than it should get worn out, because after all, they're not B'nai Malacha, Rashi points out. Why should their clothing get worn out? They're not sitting there working in their clothing all day. Why does it get worn out so quickly? Mechuf Yedetu, it's because of the rubbing of the demons. The demons keep rubbing up against your clothing, against the clothing of the Talmidei Chachamim. Hani Kari Demenachvim, the feet that are tired and get bruised, Minayu, that's also as a result of these demons that are there that causes our feet to become tired. So the Gemara tells us how we can sense the presence of these mazikin. Hayman debayle medeluhu. If you want to know if they're coming to you, if they've been visiting, so laisi kitman nihila. You take ashes that have been that are like a fine powder. V'nahadra puri, and you spread them all around your bed before you go to sleep. Ubitzafra chazi beikari detarnegolem. In the morning, you'll see footprints in the ashes that look like the footprints of a rooster. And when you see that, then you know that the demons have appeared, because the demons apparently have footprints that are like a rooster. If a person wants to see these demons, he should bring the placenta of a female cat that came out of a female cat, ukamta basukamta, and it should be a black cat that's the daughter of another black cat, buchrisa bas buchrisa, and it should be a firstborn cat, the daughter of another firstborn cat, vilikle benura, and he should burn the placenta in fire, vilishchake, and he should grind it up, vilimle enimine, and he should fill his eyes with the ground ashes, vichazilu, and then he'll be able to see these mazikin. Vilishadi begufta de parzla, he should put the rest of the ashes in an iron tube, vilichteme begushpanka de parzla, and he should seal off the iron tube with an iron seal, dilmagan vimine, lest the demons try to steal those ashes from you, vilachta, because apparently the demons can't get in when you seal something. The lachtum pumein, you should close the mouth of it, kiyeched de lolitzik, so that he doesn't become hurt by it. He should close his mouth, not the mouth of the tube. That we already said, he closes the mouth of the tube. Rabbi Barabai tried this trick, chazavi itzak, and he saw these demons, and it actually harmed him and hurt him. Bar Rabban Rachmi Alei. So the Rabbanan davened that he should have mercy on him. The Itase, and he recovered. The Rabbanan davened that he should have a refuah, and Itaka had a refuah from this. So what do you do with a Gemara like this? All of these mazikin. Do we believe in these mazikin? Do we not believe in these mazikin? So the truth is, I don't really know. I'm not the. I don't really fully understand what all the story of the mazikin is all about. But there is a very beautiful piece in Emes Liakov on Parshas Ve'era, where Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes that the Rambam very famously says that he doesn't believe in mazikin. He doesn't believe in the existence of shadim or anything like that. Aye, how could the Rambam go against all of these Beferish Gemaras that obviously do believe in Shadim, obviously do deal with all of these things? So Rabbi Yaakov develops the following thesis. He says that in this world, whatever the extent to kocho that we have, whatever the extent of the existence of kochos hakadusha are, there's always going to be a balancing kochos hatuma. Meaning the world, there's a cosmic balance that has to always exist in the world. So in the tkufa in history, when we had nevuah, when we had ruach hakodesh, so depending on how much of a special koach hakedusha we had balancing factors in the koach hatumah, shadim, mazikim, things like that. When the Rambam says there aren't shadim, says Rabbi Yaakov, it's not just the Rambam, the rationalist, saying that there's that these don't exist, but it's saying he's not arguing on the Gemara. He's saying no, they did exist. It's possible that they did exist at one point. It's that they no longer exist. If we don't have those kochos hakedusha, then we don't have those kochos hatumah either. So that's how Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky understands the whole story. Every time we have shadim in Tanakh, doesn't mean that we still have shadim. Or in the Gemara, it doesn't mean we still have shadim. It means we once had shadim. It's not the pashtus in the Rambam, certainly, but you got to make some sense out of this Gemara. Says the Gemara Vayter, Tanya, Abba Binyamin Omer. Ain't tefillah shalavdim nishmas el bebeis haknesses. A person wants his tefillahs to be heard, they can only be heard in shul. Shenemar lishma el arina v'yela tefillah. V'makom rina sham tei tefillah. In a place where there is rina, in a place where there is singing, that's where there is tefillah. So and the place of rina is apparently shul. Now it's interesting to note that when we talk about this b'makom rina shamtei tefillah, so the Gilyan Hashas Rabbi Kiva Eger points you to Tosas and Avodah Zarah Dav Dalim Beis, where the Gemara has a girs in the Gemara that ain't tefillos shal adam nishmas ella im hatzibur, not b'beis haknesses, but im hatzibur. So Tosas holds b'makom rina shamtei tefillah means your tefillah is heard when the tzibur gets together. Rashi, however, says b'makom rina b'beis haknesses shasham omrim hatzibur shiros v'tishpachos b'nimas kol arev, that it's talking about shul where the tzibur gets together and says beautiful shiros and tishpachos. Sounds like Rashi says b'makom rina is a din in b'beis haknesses. That's the makom rina where the tzibur happens to say shiros v'tishpachos. And it sounds a little bit from Rashi that he holds that psukei dezimra are nitkan only in tzibur, it sounds like, which is a little bit strange. They only say psukei dezimra in a tzibur, sounds a little unusual. However, what you do see clearly from Rashi is that the Gemara is speaking about the maila of tefillah bebeis haknesses, as opposed to Tosfos holds that the Gemara is speaking about the maila of being mispalel im hatzibur. Two different milos. Is it about being in a shul or being with a tzibur? The Rambam in Perches Halacha Aleph, Hilchos Tefillah, writes, Tefillas hatzibur nishma as tamid, v'afilu hayu ben chotim, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mois b'tefillason shel rabim. Even if you have in your midst some sinners, Hashem does not become disgusted with the tefillos of the rabim. Lefichach, Sarach Adam l'shatef atzmo matzibur v'lo yispal b'yachid kol zman sheyachol yispal b'tzibur. Therefore, a person should always daven b'tzibur as much as he can, and he should not try to daven b'yachidus. And says the Rambam, Uli olam yashkim adam v'yarev l'beis haknesses shein tefilas u'nishmas b'chaleis ella b'beis haknesses. Also, a person should see to it that he davens in shul. So the Rambam seems to highlight both in Yanim, both that there's a maila of tefillah with the tzibur, and there's also a maila of tefillah bebeis haknesses, that those two things are each in their own right a maila in tefillah. So again, Tosos emphasizes tzibur, Rashi emphasizes beis haknesses, and the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah Perek Ches Halacha Aleph emphasizes both Tzibur and Beis HaKnesses. And LaHalacha, we say both. Certainly better to daven B'Tzibur than to daven alone. And even if you can't daven B'Tzibur, better to daven B'Yechidus in a shul than it is to daven B'Yechidus all alone. So that is that's the sheet of the Rambam. Amar Ravin Bar Rav Adam Rav Yitzchak. Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Matzu Beis HaKnesses. How do I know that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is there in shul? Shnemar Elokim Nitzav Ba'adas Kel. Uminayin La'asar Shemispal Din Sheshchina Imahem. How do I know that when 10 people daven the Shechina is there? Shnemar Elokim Nitzav Ba'adas Kel. Uminayin La'asar Shiyoshim B'din Sheshchina Imahem. How do I know when 3 people sit in judgment as a Beis Din, Shechina is there? Shnemar Bekerav Elohim Yishpot. That you judge with Hashem there. How do I know that if 2 people are sitting and learning Torah, Shechina is there too? Shenemar oz nidbru yirei Hashem ish el re'ehu ve'yakshiv Hashem. When yirei Hashem speak one to the other, meaning it's only 2 people learning b'chavrus with each other, Hashem is listening in. May ulechosh ve'shemo. So what is then added by the phrase ulechosh ve'shemo? If a person thinks to do a mitzvah and then something comes up and he doesn't do the mitzvah, even out of his control, he couldn't do it. Something came up out of his control, he couldn't do the mitzvah. So the Torah considers it ki'ilu he did the mitzvah. It's ki'ilu asa. It's as if he did the mitzvah. Avni Nezer in Hilchos Chanukah points out that there are certain exceptions to this rule. Even though typically speaking, you tried your best, you wanted to do the mitzvah, that makes it ki'ilu you did the mitzvah. But for instance, by mitzvahs of persumei nisa, the Gemara tells us, mitzvahs of persumei nisa, afilu mocher ksusa, you have to do anything, you have to even sell your clothing in order to be able to do the mitzvahs of persumei nisa. Why? So says the Avnei Nezer, because by any other mitzvah, you don't have to sell your clothing, you just have to spend up to 20% of your money, but no more than that, because if it requires giving up all of your money, so then obviously it's beyond your means. You try your best, and then it's an anus. The rest is just an anus. So that's not going to be a problem. But when it comes to a mitzvah that involves persumei nisa, says the Avnei Nezer, it's not just between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu could just say, don't worry, it's ki'ilu asa'a. There's a goal that's supposed to be accomplished with that mitzvah. The goal is to spread the word about the nes. And as much as you wanted to do the mitzvah, and it's not your fault that you didn't do the mitzvah, at the end of the day, the goal hasn't been accomplished. Other people have not found out about the nes. And therefore, we don't stop at anything to do such mitzvahs. You have to even sell the shirt off your back to do such mitzvahs. We do not say it's ki'ilu asa'a. That's how the Avnei Nezer writes in Hilchos Chanukah. Another important ta'ara over here, the Mishkanos Yaakov in Yerodeh Simen Tezvav. Probably if you know one Mishkanos Yaakov, this is the one you would know. The most famous Mishkanos Yaakov in all of his tshuvas, where he talks about the concept of miyut ha-matzui and miyut she'enu matzui. He talks about the requirement to check the lungs on an animal that you shechted to see if there are any problems in the lungs. So he says there's a smach min ha-Torah that you have to check the lungs and you can't just assume everything is okay. Because the pasuk says in Parshas Bo, miyamim yamima. So we see that a person has to, the Gemara darshan from there, that a person has to check his tefillin every 12 months. So you see that even though it's only a miyut, most of the time your tefillin will not become possible in the span of 12 months. Nevertheless, you still have to check it. So kolshke, to check the lungs of an animal, which is a much more common thing. So the Meshech Chacham at the end of Parshas Bo says, no, what's he talking about? How can you compare the mitzvah to check tefillin, the requirement to check tefillin, to checking the lungs of an animal? A mitzvah saseh is different than a lo saseh, meaning what happens if you don't check your tefillin? So you're not violating lo saseh, you're just not getting the mitzvah of hanachas tefillin. What happens if you don't check the lungs of an animal? Well, then you're running the risk of violating a lo saseh min haTorah, of eating a trefa. So by a mitzvah saseh, if you don't do it because of an ones, it's not in your control, it's not something that's your fault. So ki'ilu asa'a, we would say what we say in our Gemara, that it's as if you did it. As opposed to by a lo saseh, if a person violates machmas ones, the Meshech Chacham says the other way, that by a mitzvah saseh, at the end of the day, you didn't do the mitzvah. You wore pasul tefillin, you didn't do the mitzvah. That's why you have to check it. But by a lo saseh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, onus rachmana patre. It's not your fault, and because it's not your fault, HaKadosh Baruch Hu patters you from the mitzvah, and therefore you're not liable for the failure in the mitzvah lo saseh. You're patter from any onesh. So that's how the Meshchachma says. That's why it's dafka by tefillin, where even though it's a very minority, it's a small minority of the time that you can actually find the psul, you would need to check it all the time, because bottom line, if you end up with pasul tefillin, you never yotze the mitzvah. As opposed to bedikas harayos, when it comes to checking the lungs, since you can rely on the rov, and if it happens to be a miut where you're eating a treifa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive you, it's an anus, anus rachmana patre. And based on that, the Meshchachma says we can answer Taisus and Nida Samach Aleph and Beis, where Tosfos, the Gemara over there is matir to put shatness on a dead body. So Tosfos asks, wait a second, isn't that loig l'rush? You're wearing something that's usher for a person to wear. You're putting something on and it's usher for a person to wear, as if you're showing him that he doesn't do mitzvos anymore. And yet the Gemara Menachos Memalev says, when it comes to tzitzis, we're very careful around the mace about tzitzis, because of loig l'rush. We don't want to be mocking the mace that he doesn't do mitzvos and we do mitzvos. Says Meshchachma, not a kasha at all. When it comes to Nisra Losa, say, when it's ba'ones, there's no Isra at all. So by Klayim, Loig Larash, the mace is an anus. He can't control it. He's dead. He can't not wear it. He can't take it off. So there's no Isra at all when he's wearing Klayim. But by Tzitzis, it's a mitzvah to say, so granted he's an anus, but nevertheless, he's not doing a mitzvah. We don't say that it's commander of it, that an onus is commander of it, that an onus is as if he did the mitzvah. He didn't do the mitzvah. And that's why it's a problem of loig l'rash. Says Rav Yashiv in the Shiuri Maran HaGon Rav Yosef Shalom Rav Yashiv, Rav Yashiv Zecher Tzadik L'Vracha, writes that, or the, whoever wrote up these Shiurim, writes that the L'chora, this whole Vart of the Mesh Chachma, is against our Gemara. Our Gemara says, Nenes V'lo Asa'a is Malal of Akasav Ki'ilu Asa'a. It's not only by Losa says that we say Anus Rachmana Patre, Anus makes it Ki'ilu you did a mitzvah also. So yeah, what you have to say is that the Meshchachma understands Ki'ilu Asa'a is not Ki'ilu Mamish. It's similar to Kalakoes Ki'ilu Ovir Avodazara, and that kind of expression that we find in Shas sometimes. And when someone gets angry, as if he did Avodazara, Mamish, it's Yarek Valiavar to get angry? No, it's not literally ki'ilu. Ki'ilu sometimes means it's not exactly the same. So that's how the Meshchachma must understand our Gemara, that it's not literally ki'ilu. Otherwise, the whole vart of the difference between los ases and ases and answering the Taisus and Nida and explaining why the Mishkanas Yaakov's Rai is not a Rai, the whole vart falls away if you don't have that, if you're going to literally translate ki'ilu asa over here. Says Gemara Vayter, last skinny line, u'minayin shafilu echad yoshev asa b'tar shashchina imau. How do I know that if it's even one person who's sitting in the Torah that the shchina is with him? Shnemar b'kala makam, asher askir shemi, ava elecha v'rachticha. Wherever you mention my name, I will come and I will bless you. What does that have to do with Torah? Where does it say anywhere in the pasuk about Torah? So this is another raya to what the Ramban writes in his Hakdama, to his Perush on Chumash, that kol haTorah kula shmoshav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the entire Torah is, Ramban writes, we have a Kabbalah Shalemes, that the entire Torah is one long Shem Hashem. And that's why it says, B'kol Makom Asher, Azkir Es Shemi, wherever you mention my name, that's the Torah, that's Osek B'Torah, the Shechin is going to be there. Avo Elecha, Hashem says, I will come to you, V'erachtich, and I will bless you. Shechinah will be there when you mention his name. His name is Torah. That's how the Marsha understands the Gemara later on in the Masechta, when it learns the Chiv of Birchas HaTorah from the Pasuk, Kishem Hashem Ekra Havugoda Lelukenu. Rashi says, no, Kishem Hashem Ekra means you make a bracha, Havugoda Lelukenu means and then you learn Torah. Says the Marsha, no, Kishem Hashem Ekra, when you call out the Shem Hashem, meaning when you learn Torah, Havugoda Lelukenu, make sure you say Birchas HaTorah first. So relating again to that idea that Torah is Shem Hashem. So frankly, Gemara, wait a second, what did we just say? We just went through how when 10 people are there, the Shechin is there. When 3 people are there, the Shechin is there. When 2 people are learning Torah, the Shechin is there. When 1 person is learning, the Shechin is there. V'chmiyachad afiluchad, trei mi bayi. So once, when 1 person is learning Torah, you need to tell me that the Shechin is there, the Shechin is there when 2 people are learning Torah. Obviously, if 1 person is enough to bring the Shechinah, 2 people is also enough to bring the Shekhinah. So says the Gemara, no, the difference is, trei michtvan milai b'sefer hazichronos, chad lo michtvan milai b'sefer hazichronos. When 2 people are learning Torah, it gets written down in the Sefer HaZichronos up in Shemayim. Says the Marsha, this means that you're more likely to reach the Emes Lamito Shel Torah. You'll arrive at the Emes because you have someone challenging all of your assumptions. And that which is Amito Shel Torah, that gets written down in the Sefer HaZichronos. When it's one person learning, it's going to be much harder to get to the Amito Shel Torah, and therefore it's not going to be written down in the Sefer HaZichronos. Okay, good. Now that I know that when two people learn Torah, Shechina is there, why do you need to tell me when three people sit in din that the Shechina is there? After all, every din Torah involves Torah learning. Very interesting line. I would have had a havamina that din is just about making peace between people. It's not about Torah content. So kamashmalan, din is also Torah. This probably relates to the sugyas at the beginning of Masech Sanhedrin about the relationship between pshara and din. That the Gemara says, on the one hand, we're makbid on emes, on the other hand, we're makbid on shalom. So which is which? Pshara creates a sense of shalom, din creates a sense of emes. So the Gemara is highlighting that when you have three dayanim, what they're doing is din, emes, they're doing Torah. Which is better? Is it better to have shalom or better to have emes? Okay, we leave that for that machlokas in Maseches Sanhedrin. But that's what the Gemara is saying over here. It's genuine Torah when the dayanim get together. It's not just stam making shalom. Okay, now that I know that when three people get together, you already have the Shekhinah there. Do you need to tell me when 10 people are there that Shekhinah is there? Says Gemara, Asara kad Mashekhinah va'asyat thasa adiyasvi. When 10 people are there, the Shekhinah comes there and waits for you. But when it's three people, you first have to sit down, and then the Shekhinah will arrive. Amar Rabbi Yavin bar Rava, Amar Rabbi Tzominayin, Shekhar Shbaruch Maniach Tefillin, how do we know that Hashem wears Tefillin? Shnemar Nishba Hashem b'yamino b'zro uzo, b'yamino zu Torah, b'yamino is reference to Torah, Shnemar b'yamino eish das lomo, and eish das is reference to Torah, u'b'zro uzo elu Tefillin, b'zro uzo is a reference to Tefillin, Shnemar Hashem owes li'amo yitain, u'minayin sha Tefillin owes heim li'Yisrael, how do I know that Tefillin are an owes for Klal Yisrael? T'chsiv ro kalam eart, kishem Hashem nikra alecha, b'yaru mimecha, that when the amei aretz, when the nations of the world see that we have tefillin, they'll become fearful of us. V'tanya Blazar Gadol Omer, Eilu tefillin Shabarosh. That's dafka a reference to tefillin Shabarosh. Why is it dafka a reference to tefillin Shabarosh? So Tosa says, L'fishiyesh ben rov shem shakai. Most of the name Shin, Dalet, and Yud is on the tefillin Shabarosh. Why? The Shin is written in the actual folds of the Batim, and the Dalet is in the Ritzuos. So the problem is, the Gemara in Bam Madlikin says that mina mutar b'ficha v'lo mapik ritzuos mitaras Hashem b'ficha, meaning we make drushes about tefillin that ritzuos are not included in. So how could you say part of the tefillin shel rosh is the letter that's shaped into the ritzuos by the tying of the ritzuos? Apparently the ritzuos are not part of the ikur tefillin. Furthermore, the Gemara refers to in Megillah Chavavim Beis, Ritzuo says just Tashmishe Kedusha, not the Kedusha Atzma. So he says, no, why is it that the nations of the world fear Tefillin Shabarosh? Not because of the Shem Shakai, that we have the majority of it in the Tefillin Shabarosh. Says Tosso Sali Yishlomer El Tefillin Shabarosh Tli Shehein Begavo Shalrosh V'nirin. It's just that's the more visible part of the Tefillin that are on the top of a person's head, as opposed to the Tefillin Shalyad, which are covered up on the arm. Amleir V'nach Maritzog, back in the Gemara, Amleir V'nach Maritzog, L'Rav Chia Barav, V'nani Tefillin Good, Hashem wears tefillin. What does it say in his tefillin? It says how great Klal Yisrael is. Does Hakadosh Baruch Hu take praise in the praise of Am Yisrael? In, absolutely he does. You praise Hashem, Hashem praises you. Hashem says, you've made me a single praise, a singular praise. You've given me singular, special, unique praise in this world, I'll do the same for you. So that's great for one of the bottom of tefillin that Hashem has, one of the sections of the tefillin. What does it say in the other sections of Hashem's tefillin? Meaning we have Dalet Parshios in the tefillin. So you just told me that one of the Parshios. Good, it says, what else does it say in Hashem's tefillin? It says the following parshios. Ki mi goy gadol u mi goy gadol. It says Ashrech Yisrael, Ohi nasei alukim, Ula sidcha elyon. All of these five different parshios. Frak the Gemara, wait a second. Nihachi nefisha lutuvi bati. Now you're going to have a whole bunch of, you have too many parshios. We went from too little to too many. Ella ki mi goy gadol u mi goy gadol didami ladadi b'chad besa. Ki mi goy gadol and u mi goy gadol are in one bias because they're very similar to each other. Ashrech Yisrael, l'mi ka'amcha Yisrael b'chad besa. Ashrech Yisrael and Mikamcha Yisrael also, similar to each other, and in one section of the tefillin. Oi Nasi Elokim B'chad Beisa, Oi Nasi is in one section, Ulesitcha Elyon B'chad Beisa, and Ulesitcha Elyon is in one bias of the tefillin. V'kulu K'sivi Badrai, and they're all written in the tefillin Shel Yad. All of these different psukim are in the one bias that's in the tefillin Shel Yad. If you ever open up a tefillin Shel Rosh, you notice that there are multiple sections, four sections in the tefillin Shel Rosh. Tefillin Shel Yad only has one large section. So all of these parshios are written in there. Amar Ravin Baravadam Rav Yitzchak, Kol HaRagil Lavo L'Beis Knesset V'lo B'Yom Echad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashal Bo. Anyone who normally comes to Shul and he doesn't come for even one day, Hashem asks about him. Shnemar Umi Bachem Yirei Hashem Shomea B'Kol Avdo Asher Halach HaSheichem Ve'Noga Lo. That he goes in the dark and it doesn't light up for him. Im L'Dvar Mitzvah Halach Nagalo. If he's going for a Dvar Mitzvah, then it will light up for him. Im L'Dvar Rishus Halach Ein Nagalo. But if he's going just for a Dvar Rishus, it doesn't light up for him. Yiftach B'Shem Hashem Maitayma Mishum Dehav Leil Tov B'Shem Hashem V'lo Batach. When it says Yiftach B'Shem Hashem, it's saying Maitayma. Why is it that things don't light up for him? Because he should have had Bitachon B'Shem Hashem, and he didn't have Bitachon B'Shem Hashem. That's why things are going to be dark for such a person. Amar Rabbi Yochum B'Shash Hakadosh Baruch Hu B'Beis Knesset V'lo Matzah Ba'Asara. When Hashem comes to Shul and he doesn't find a minion, miyadhu koes, right away he gets angry. Shenemar, madu abasi veinish karasi veinona, why have I come and there's no one here? I've called out and no one's answering. So Hashem gets very angry about the fact that he's put himself out there and there's no one there to respond. So Hashem likes to come to Shul and he wants to find a minion already there in Shul. The Gemara now quotes throughout the course of the rest of this Amud six different statements that Rabbi Chelbo says in the name of Rav Huna. So it starts off on our topic about coming to Shul and about the importance of a place in Shul, but it goes into other topics as well that are linked by the fact that Rabbi Chelbo Amar Rav Huna said all of these statements. Amar Rabbi Chelbo Amar Rav Huna, Kol Koveya Makom L'Tfila, so anyone is Koveya Makom for his Tfila, Elokei Avram Be'ezra, the God of Avram should be at his salvation. K'shemeis Omrim Lo, E'ona Ve'chasim Mitam Lidiv Shel Avram Avinu. When such a person dies, they say about him what a humble person, what a chassid he is, and he's from the Talmidim of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu Minalim to Kavim Makom. Where do we find that Avram Avinu was Kaveh Makom for his tefillah? Tichsiv Ve'yashkim Avram Bavoker El Makom Asher Amat Sham Ve'Namida El Tefillah Shnemer Ve'Yamal Pinchas Ve'Yifalel. It says that Avram Avinu went to the place Asher Amad Sham. So what does Amad mean? Amad means tefillah, like we find Ve'Yamal Pinchas Ve'Yifalel. So that's the idea that Amida is B'Makom. Is b'makom tefillah, that amida should always be in the place where a person davens. In Rav Yashiv Shiurim, again, it asks the kasha, what's the anava in kviyas makom tefillah? So Rabbeinu Yonah says, well, if a person is going to be kaveh makom tefillah, it means that he knows, he doesn't automatically expect, oh, because I'm asking for something, God has to answer because it's me. You know, obviously, if he's kaveh makom, he thinks that he needs all the help he can get. So he tries to make sure there are no distractions. He tries to set it up in a way that his tefillah will be as effective as possible, realizing full well that his tefillah needs all the help it could get. And that's the anivus. So that's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. Says Rav Yashiv Bederach Tzachlus, in a way of a little bit of a more lighthearted way. It could be that very often when a person goes to shul, so you daven in shul for a while, and then you don't get the aliyah you wanted once, and you don't get the kavod that you wanted, and someone throws you out of your seat, or someone looks at you the wrong way, and people have tainas, and the rabbi said something, and this one did something to you, and you have tainas over the course of time, and you end up going to daven in a different shul. So he says, Kala kaveh makom l'tfilah, so a person who's kavua in the same shul over time, and he doesn't have tainas and he doesn't have problems, so he must be an anav, that he doesn't take offense so easily. He's mevater on things that happened to him. He's not so offended about it, makbir on his own kavod. So that's the din of kala kaveh makom l'tfilah. So derech tzachlus, but sometimes even that which is said derech tzachlus is more true than that which is said alib de emes as a true pshat in the Gemara. There is a machlokes rishon, Rabbeinu Yonah quotes over here, what does kaveh makom mean? Rabbeinu Yonah says it could mean just to daven in the same shul. It doesn't necessarily mean to daven in the same spot in the shul. Shulchan Aruch paskins both days, that you're supposed to daven in the same shul all the time. You shouldn't be hopping from this shul to that shul. You should belong to a shul and daven in that same shul. And within the shul, you should have a makom kavua that you always daven at. You should also have a makom kavua in your house, if you daven at your house, sometimes when you're not able to make a minyan. So there should be a specific spot that you daven at, and we assume that will aid kavua Tana the most, because you'll be the least distracted. Next statement of Rabbi Chalba Amar Rav Huna. I'm Rabbi Chalba Amar Rav Huna, about four lines before the lines get wider. I'm Rabbi Chalba Amar Rav Huna, Yotzim Beis HaKnesses Al Yafsi P'sig Gasa. When a person is leaving shul, he shouldn't take large steps. I'm Rabbi Elo Amar Nele Meipa Kabbal Meil Mitzvah Lemirat. That's only when leaving shul, but to go to shul, a person should run. It's a mitzvah to run. Shneemar Nir Defal Adas As Hashem. I'm Rabbi Zera Mireishki, Ava Chazina Lul Rabban Dekorati Lepirka B'Shabbata. I mean, Kamechal Yon Rabban Shabbata. Rabbi Zera said, I used to be, when I would see the Rabban running to shul on Shabbos, I was saying, oh, they, the Rabban are all being Mechal Shabbos because they're running on Shabbos. Kivin to Shemana Lahadra, right? You're not supposed to be Poseh Psi Agasa on Shabbos. You're not supposed to take large running steps on Shabbos. Kivin to Shemana Lahadra, B'Tanach Mamre B'Shub and Levi, Lol Miyar Tzad B'Dvar Alach, V'Afilu B'Shabbos. Shemar Achre Hashem Yelchu Ka'arya Yishag. Once I heard that you're supposed to run, even on Shabbos for Dvar Alacha, like the Pasuk says, you should be like a lion. Ananam Yirahitna, so I too run. I don't know, for some reason, every time I see lions in the zoo, they're always sleeping, but they don't look like they're running anywhere. Maybe in the wild, they run a little more. The imagery of the lion running, so he says, so now I know, I also run on Shabbos. Are you allowed to run on Shabbos if you're running to shul? Amr Rabbi Zeira Igra de Pirka Rahata. The schar of going to the shir is running to the shir. Says Rashi, Ikur kibul schar abrios haratzim l'shmo adroshim pichacham his schar amarutza shay rubam enam mevilim lahamid girsa v'lomar shmo mipi rabel na'achar zman shay kabul schar limud. Unbelievable statement of Rashi. Rashi says the majority of people, the great schar that they get when they go to a shir is just the fact that they ran to the shir. But it's not the actual Talmud Torah itself. Why isn't it the Talmud Torah itself? Because the majority of them aren't going to be able to repeat over the shir afterwards. And if you can't repeat over the shir afterwards, so then you're not mekabel schar limud. The only time you're mekabel schar limud is if you know it well enough to be able to say it over afterwards. A very frightening Rashi. That's the schar limud. That's when a person is really said to be learning Torah. Amar Abayi Igra de Kala Duchka, the schar of going to the Kala, the Shabbos before Yontif, when they're darshaning about the halachas of the Yontif, is the duchka, is the crowding that you put up with to hear the shir. Amar Rava, Igra de Shmaita Svara, the great schar of learning Gemara, is the Svara, and to try to understand the depth and analysis of the Gemara. Amar Rav Papa, Igra de Beitanya Shtikusa, the great schar of going to a Beis HaKvaros, of going to a Levaya, is Shtikusa, is when a person knows how to keep his mouth shut, when a person is quiet, when he goes to Beis Avel. So the question is, Rav Yashiv writes that this is talking about the Avel himself. It's a din shtika in the Avel, that the Avel himself is mekabel schar over the fact that he himself is quiet, as if he's showing that he's being mekabel din shamayim, that he has nothing to say, he's not going to come with any tainas. That's similar to what the Gemara Bava Basra to Zayin and Beis says, that Avel ein lo peh, an Avel has no mouth. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Avel, Perkei Allah Chaf, Im b'she'ila shalom asur ba'avel, kal v'chomer shu asur laharbos dvarim v'lischok, shenemar dom, the concept of dom, of silence, v'yidom aron, that's part of a kiyum of avelos, that a person is supposed to be very quiet when they're in avel. They're not supposed to be very very talkative. The way it works out very often is a novel sitting shiva, people are coming to visit him, no one is allowed to talk till he talks, so he tries to be extremely talkative, he tries to get the conversation going. But it says in the Shira Rav Eliyashiv that when Rav Eliyashiv sat shiva, he was always quiet the entire time. Even when Gedolei Torah came to be to be Menachem Avilhim, he would only say the bare minimum that he had to say in order to give them the amount of cover that they deserved. Otherwise, he was quiet the entire time because he held that was a kiyum of the avelus. So that's the shtikusa, to be quiet. One could have argued that it's not about the avel himself. The great shtikusa that we're talking about is the other people, that when you're going to be Menachem Avel, you should be careful to be quiet, and you shouldn't say things that are inane or things that are not going to be not going to be appreciated. Amar Mazurtra, Igra Ditanisa Tzidkasa, the great schar of a fast is to give tzedakah. I mean, fasting should be an impetus to do more mitzvahs. If you just fast and it's just not eating and that's it, that's the whole kunz of your whole fast, well then you didn't accomplish what you were supposed to accomplish. Amar Rav Sheshes, Igra Despeda Dlu. Amar Rav Ashi Igra Debeilul Emili. So Rav Sheshes says the great schar of a hesped is the wailing that it causes. Right? Vayava Avram the spod the sarah v'liv kosa. And we darshan from there. L'spod l'sarav v'livkosa means the purpose of a hesped is to lead to crying. Everyone's supposed to be crying at a hesped. That's what hesped is supposed to lead to. It should be wailing. And Rav Ashi says, Igra de Be'eluli mili. The great schar of Be'eluli, of going to a wedding, is mili, is by saying words. That's what the Gemara says in Maseches Ksuvos. Ketzam rak l'lifnei akala. Kala noa v'chasuda, that a person should say when you dance in front of a kala, you should say words kala noa v'chasuda, and that's the way that one is mesameach chasen and kala. Amravuna kol mespala lachori beis haknesses nipper rasha. Anyone who davens behind the shul is called a rasha. Shneimar sav rishon misaleichun. Amravai lo amar el dol mahadrapi lebeiknishav mahadrapi lebeiknishav leslon. But it's only if he doesn't turn his face toward the shul. But if he turns his face toward the shul, then it's not a problem. Ho gavri kamasi lachori beiknishav. There was a guy who was davening behind the shul. And he wasn't facing toward the shul. Chalaf Elio Chazia. Elio came and he saw him. Idmi le kitayo. And Elio dressed up like an Arab merchant. Amalei kadubar kiyamsu kami marach. He says, "You're this is how you're serving your master, as if there are two masters. That there's the one in the shul and the one that you're facing." Shalaf safsara vikate. So he took out a spear and he killed him. Amalei uhumi rabban le rabbi barabaye. Va'ami le rabbi le rabnachem bar Yitzchak. One rabbi said to another, "My karum zlus." Zalus l'bnei Adam. What's the pasuk referring to? Amalei el dvarm sha'umdim berumo shalolam u'bnei Adam mezalzalim behen. Kerom, those things that are berumo shalolam, people sometimes are mezalzal. Those things that are most important, sometimes people don't pay enough attention to. Rav Yochanan, Rav Lazar, Dami Tavayu, kiven shenistar echadim lebrios, panav mishtaros kikrum. He says, no, a different pshat in the pasuk. That sometimes, since a person is mitstarich lebrios, a person needs to rely on others for sustenance, so his face turns like the face of a krum. Shenemar krum zulos lebnei Adam. My krum, what does krum mean? Ki asravdim yamar of echad yesh bekrach hayam ukrum shemo. It's a type of bird that exists. When the sun shines, it turns a whole bunch of different colors. Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Damar Tavayu, Kilu Nidam B'Shnei Dinim. Eish Umayim. It's as if a person is being judged with two harsh punishments, that of fire and that of water. Shemar Kafta Enosh L'Roshenu Banu Be'eshu V'Mayim. That when you have to rely on the help of other people, it's as if you've been thrown into the water and been thrown into the fire all at the same time. Now we're up to the third statement of Rabbi Chelbo Amar Rav Huna. V'Amar Rabbi Chelbo Amar Rav Huna Lol Miyadam Zari B'Tfilas HaMayim. A person should always be careful about davening mincha shir Elio, and El B'tfilas HaMincha Elio, and if he was only answered in his tefillah, he was davening all day long, and he was only answered by tefillas HaMincha and Har HaKarmel Shenemar Vayiba Los HaMincha Vayigash Elio and Vayomer Aneni Hashem Aneni Aneni Shetari Resh Ben Hashmaim Vayaneni Shalayom Ramayisuk Shavmeim. He davened a double Aneni. He said, answer me that a fire should actually come down from Shemayim and take my carbon, and not the carbon of the Nevi'e HaBaal, the carbon of the Nevi'e HaBaal, take my carbon, and also answer me that people should not say that it's Ma'isuk Shafim, that people shouldn't say, no big deal, the Eish that came down from Shemayim, that was just Kishuv. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Af B'Tfilas Arvis. Rabbi Yochanan says, sometimes we're also answered by Mariv time. Shemar Tichon Tfilasi Ktaris Lefenecha Masas Kapai Mincha Zeref. Rabbi Nachman Yisuk Amar Af Tfilas Shachris. No, sometimes you're answered by Shachris also, it's not just by Mincha Mariv. Shemar Hashem Boker Tishma Koli Boker Erech Lecha Ve'etzpe. So it says Gemara Vayter. Amar Rabbi Chelbo, the fourth statement of Rabbi Chelbo Amar Rav Huna. Amar Rabbi Chelbo Amar Rav Huna. Kol Anenu Misudas Chasan Veinu Mesamcho. Anyone who gets Hanah from Misudas Chasan and is not Mesameachim over Bechamisha Kolos has violated five Kolos. What are the five Kolos? Shneimar Kol Chasan VeKol Simcha, Kol Chasan VeKol Kala. Kolom Hodo Es Hashem Tzvakos, five times the word Kol. V'Mesamcho Mascharo. And if he is Mesameach L'Chasan, what's his Schar? Amar Rav Shlomo Levi Zoch L'Torah Shnei Bechamisha Kolos. He'll be Zoch to Torah, which was given with five kolos. Shenemar v'yibayim ashlish v'yos habokar v'yi kolos uvrakim v'anun kavid al ahar v'kol shofar v'gomer v'yi kol shofar v'gomer v'elukim yanan v'kol. Again, the word kol appears five different times. Eini v'aksiv v'kolam roim es hakolos. But doesn't the pasuk say that kolam roim es hakolos? So don't you have another kolos in there? So says the Gemara, osam kolos to kodem matan Torah havu. Those were kolos that were before matan Torah. Rabbi Yavoh amar kilu hikrav toda. Rabbi Yavoh says, no, a person who's mesameach chasan v'kala, it's as if he brought a carbon toda. Shneimar mviim toda beis Hashem. Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak amar kilu bana achas michurvos Yerushalayim. It's as if he built one of the churvos Yerushalayim. Shneimar ki yashav eshvos haaretz k'barishona amar Hashem. So essentially, we find different, someone who enjoys, who's Nana from the Sudas Chasen, is Mesameach the Sudas Chasen, it's as if he's done three different possibilities of what it's Ki'ilu he did. Either as if he gets Torah, or it's as if he rebuilt Yerushalayim, or it's as if he's bringing a Karban Todah. Now, in terms of being Mesameach, Chasen and Kala, so there is Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Drush Mechidish, Rabbi Kiva Eger writes, Tov l'ish sheyach zikba, that Nana Misudas Chasen Mekala is a very important issue, and he quotes Magen Avraham in Simon Kuf Nun Vav, when he counts all the things that a person has to be careful about. In Kuf Nun Vav, Magen Avraham has a list of things that it doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch, that a person, nevertheless, we observe and a person has to be careful about. I think that's the Magen Avraham that he's referring to, that where, you know, the Mechitza, it doesn't say that there's a din Mechitza in Shulchan Aruch anywhere. Magen Avraham has a list, Mishnah Berurah quotes a whole list, expands the list a little bit if I'm not mistaken. So Magen Avraham says that things a person has to be medaktik in, including Mesameach, Chasen Mekala. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, V'tzrichen ledaktik b'zeh kol echot kefi dargaso. Everyone has to do Mesameach, Chasen Mekala based on their own madrega. For Ben Torah, you should be Mesameach b'divrei Torah, because that's the Iker Simcha. For an Ish Pashut, say divrei Agada. For more of an ish pashut, say something nice, a milsa debdichusa, a nice joke, something stam that will make the chasen smile. And this requires diktuk gadol, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, that you shouldn't be shum negiya chas v'shalom b'holulus. It shouldn't just be frivolity. It should be something that's said b'chachma that makes the chasen happy. It should be al pidarkei amusr, lilmod ma mesichus chulin shamadar v'la chasen. You should learn from the type of sichus chulin that you speak to a chasen. So what does he envision exactly? The way to be mesameach chasen by saying divrei Torah, so you have 400 guests at your wedding. 400, you're supposed to sit there listening to 400 divrei Torah on the night of your wedding? That's crazy. How is one gonna deal with this? So Rav Zilberstein, Chashuk Echemet says, Nirlani as daiti ditzarech kolat tzibur lahamid shliach talmud chacham echad sheyashmiya divrei Torah b'kol ram, that they should have, the whole tzibur should have a shliach, one person, say divrei Torah out loud on behalf of everybody else, to be misameach v'chasen and kala. So he's a fan of having a speech at a wedding. Maybe that's a makar for the idea of having a speech under the chuppah, that you say something that makes the chasen happy. You know, sometimes I've actually been at weddings where someone starts to speak under the chuppah, and you could hear audibly from the crowd, you hear, oi, this groan audibly come from the crowd. That's not appropriate if it makes the chasen happy. Obviously, if there's a speech, it's because the chasen wanted one. It's not because, hopefully, it's not because some rabbi said, I must speak under your chuppah. It's because the chasen wanted one. And if it makes the chasen and kala happy, so good. So that's what we're all there for. We're all there to be mesameach chasen and kala. And we should appreciate that the person, obviously, the rabbi has to have some chachma also. It should make people happy. He shouldn't say stupid things. And he also shouldn't go on forever and ever to the point where it's just going to make people annoyed. But if that's how to make the chasen kala happy, so that's a kiyum on behalf of everybody to be mesameach b'divrei Torah, like Rabbi Kiva Eger suggests that one should do. You know, when people ask me to speak under the chuppah, I always say, are you sure? You know, people don't really like it. We don't need to schlep along the chuppah. But if they insist, it only happened once, that someone just kept on insisting, so he didn't. It turned out that the person keeps on telling me every time I see him how meaningful it was to that person. Okay, good. So you speak for 3 minutes and say something meaningful. Says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Rabbi Chelba, Amar Rav Huna. Statement number 5 of Rabbi Chelba Amar Rav Huna. Kol adam sheyesh bo yerushalayim dvar v'nishmain. Anyone who has yerushalayim, his words are going to be heard. Shenemar sof davar hakol nishma es elokim yarei. Someone who has yerushalayim, hakol nishma, everything's going to be heard. Mai kizeh kol ha'adam. What's the phrase kizeh kol ha'adam? Adding to the pasuk based on this drasha that we're saying is the end all be all that your words should be heard. No, that's Hashem saying that the whole world was created just for this person. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana Amar Shakol Zeh Keneged Kol Olam Kulo. This person is the equivalent of the whole world. Rabbi Shimon Ben Azay Omer, Rabbi Shimon Ben Zoma Omer, Kol Olam Kulo Lo Nivra Ella L'Tzavol Zeh. That the whole world was created just to be company with this person, just to accompany this person, to be this person's entourage. And final statement of Amar Rabbi Chelba Amar Rav Huna, Kol Shiyodeh B'Chaveru Shu Ragi Litin Lo Shalom. If you know that your friend always gives you shalom, he's always going to say Shalom Aleichem, Yakdim Lo Shalom. You should always try to say Shalom Aleichem to him first. Shnemer bikei shalom v'radfeu. You should chase after shalom. You should always be the one to greet somebody else first. V'im nasan lo v'lo hichzir. And if someone gives you shalom and you don't respond in kind, nikra gazlan. It's called that you're a gazlan. Shnemer v'atem bi'artem Biarta Makerem Gazalta Ha'ani Bibatechem, that it's considered a Gzelas Ha'ani. Now, Gzelas Ha'ashir is Gzela also. How do you steal from an Ani? What's it talking about? Gzelas Ha'ani. How do you steal from somebody who doesn't have anything that you could steal from? So the only way to do that, Shalom Heshev al Shlomo, says Rashi, that you don't respond to his Shalom. So someone gives you Shalom Aleichem and you don't respond. Someone walks down the street and says Good Shabbos to you and you don't respond. It's Ki'ilu, you're a Gazlan if you don't respond to someone, to another Jew who greets you in the street. So that's that is Brachas Davav Mir Tashem tomorrow or next time. This is the end of the pre-recorded Daf Yomi. It's probably the next one I'm going to be recording actually on time on the day that we learn it. Brachas Dav Zayin is going to be that first Wednesday, I guess, that we have after in the new machzor, in the new cycle of the Daf Yomi. Okay.